We are joined now by an NFLer. You can check him out on voiceamerica.com with the secondary perspective. A former NFLer, Nick Ferguson, joins us. Nick, how you doing?
You know what? Jason, it reminds me of an 80s TV show about two brothers who were cops called McCormick and McCormick.
Sure. Were they cool dudes as well?
They were cool dudes, but one had a mustache.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Struts has had one before.
He's trying to
make himself look better, so he'd need it.
There was a line for the free mustache rides.
Yeah. Now, Nick, I think we got to be honest and preface this. You did play for the Broncos at one point in your career, of course, the Jets and the Texans. So does the Bronco blood still flow through you? Are you a guy who's rooting for the Broncos, or are you neutral on this game?
You know, I'm actually rooting for the Broncos because I was there with the team in 06 when we lost the AFC championship game to the Pittsburgh Steelers for our right to go to the Super Bowl and play the then Hasselbeck-led Seattle Seahawks. So it was kind of a bittersweet thing. And I'm rooting for the Broncos because I love the organization and I played there 5 years. But Champ Bailey has an opportunity to do what we could not do, and that was win a championship in the Broncos uniform. So I'm rooting for him.
What makes the Broncos such a good organization?
Well, you know what? It starts with the ownership. It's one of those top-to-bottom things. In certain organizations, you are just viewed as being a commodity. In that organization, Pat Bowlen views you as being a part of the team, part of the family. You guys probably know, you know, we lost two players in 1 year, both Darren Williams and Damon Nash. And he flew the whole team down to the both guys' funerals. He's just a well-rounded owner. He's always hands-on. And it's about what can I do to make my players better players, not just on the field, but in the community. So it's one of those top-to-bottom things.
Nick, you're a defensive guy, so I'm assuming you probably have a lot of respect for that Seattle Seahawks defense. If you're the defense of the Seahawks, how do you attack and slow down Peyton Manning?
Well, you know what? You have to pick and choose your shots. I mean, you can't try to blitz him because we see what he can do to a defense if you try to blitz him. The only thing you can do is just kind of wait, bide your time, and then take your shots. Don't try to blitz all the time, but more or less try to be physical. When I played against Peyton Manning when he was in the Colts uniform, the whole thing was use the play clock. I know he likes to go through a lot of gyrations, and everyone's made a big deal of this Omaha check, but all you have to do is read the play clock. Rely on the guy next to you and play sound defense. Don't try to do something that you're not supposed to do. Play within the confinements of the defense and just be disciplined and be physical.
Do you mean be physical on the people he's passing to, or are you talking about on him?
Well, on both individuals, because as a quarterback, I mean, you get to a quarterback. Now, the rules have changed where they're doing a lot of protecting both wide receivers and quarterbacks. But if you can get to Peyton and try to rattle him just a little bit, because he's a great pocket passer. That's one thing he loves to do. He's not that mobile. Probably 80% of their passes come out of the shotgun formation. So you got to get him off rhythm. You got to get him thinking, hey, the pressure is coming. Now, you might not sack him, but the pressure is more important in certain circumstances than an actual sack within itself. So you give time for your guys in the back end especially, which I expect Adam Gase to start to use a little double moves against the Seattle Seahawks secondary.
Talking NFL and Super Bowl with former NFLer Nick Ferguson. You can check out his YouTube show, Nick Ferguson, on voiceofamerica.com. Nick, it's kind of a, you know, guys who have played that game and break it down, talk, you know, you were in the playoffs. The 2 weeks between games, you know, a lot of guys say it's great because you can rest up any nicks. Others are like, man, I want to get playing. As a former player, do you think it's a benefit one way or the other more?
You know, I think it benefits you, especially when you talk about you get to this point in the season. It's a long season. And there's every team, every player has a couple of bumps and bruises. So having that 2 weeks off allows you to get guys healed up, work on your time and work on your rhythm, go back and look at plays where you were not as effective as you wanted to, and then throw a couple of wrinkles in going to that next week's game. But if you're a team and you're on a roll, and you catch a fire at the right time, you want to continue to go ahead and play a game each and every week because you got to strike while the iron is hot. That's why some teams and some players don't want to have that 1 week, 2 week hiatus. But to me, hey, listen, I like that time off to heal up, because when we get to that game, it's all physical from there.
How much do the distractions of the Super Bowl time leading up to it, affect your preparation as a player?
Well, it does affect your preparation a lot, because there's a lot of family members that are coming out of the woodworks. Everyone wants tickets. You have to worry about parking, hotels. But, I know that Broncos organization, I'm sure they use it in the first couple of days to get that out of the way, tell their players, say, listen, here, come to our ticket guy. Here's a person in our organization that's going to handle that. We want you to focus and concentrate on the game. I think on both sides, that's what you need to be focusing on, the details of the game. I know the weather might play a factor, because it's probably going to be maybe 25 degrees late during game time, maybe the third or fourth quarter. So you want to make sure you're focused on what you need to do, so even the weather is not a factor. You don't have to worry about, did mama get to the game? Is wife okay? Listen, I'll worry about all that after the game. We take care of that before we even get there.
Richard Sherman, very outspoken guy. Everybody's been talking about him this week. I barely heard anything about the Denver Broncos. Nick, he says, hey, I'm the best cornerback. You look at a lot of his statistics, and a lot of that say that. If you're Peyton Manning and you've got a secondary and a guy like Sherman, who's obviously a very bright guy, but also, somebody who believes a lot in his ability, do you send Demaryius Thomas and try to get a message early on, get some catches to try to get in Richard Sherman's head at all? Do you think that's something Peyton and the Broncos offense will do? Will they go right after him with Thomas?
Absolutely. I'll tell you this. One of man's biggest flaws is overconfidence in oneself. And that's what leaves you vulnerable. I just talked about the fact of being focused and being fundamentally sound. If Richard Sherman, who's a great corner, goes into that game like, hey, listen, I'm just going to show up and it's just going to happen for me. To me, that's when Peyton Manning's going to pick you apart. You got to pay attention to detail at this particular point. And one thing with Richard Sherman, I like the guy. And if you're going to talk the game, walk it as well. So to me, don't say you're going to do something. Just kind of go out there and get the job done. And I'm always cautious about a person who has to talk all the time. Or you're talking to build yourself up, because there's a little of a self-esteem issue. But I like it. I like his all-around game.
We appreciate it, Nick. We'll keep watching the show. Best of luck. What's your prediction?
You know what? I'm predicting that the Broncos, and hopefully they can get the run game going and work out a balanced attack, play action, and hurry, hurry, hurry. That should be the scheme for this week. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. All right, Nick, appreciate your time.
All right, anytime, guys.